Let's get to Ken Jung, who is Chief Asian FX Strategist at Mizuho Bank. Ken, we've seen a lot of dollar weakness here of late. We've seen dollar yen go from 148 to 136, the euro from 97 U.S. cents to $1.04, the Aussie from 63 to 68 cents, and the CNH from 735 to 703. So you've got four there, yen, euro, Aussie, and the CNH. Which one would be best for me if I believe in this reopening of China and rates moderating in the U.S.?
Yeah, if this is the turnaround of China COVID policy, of course, I think renminbi will be the best performer, because I think the main two driver for the market right now is about the Fed's tightening, and other is China reopening, because those kind of policy change will be the key driver for the global growth outlook next year. So, but bear in mind that renminbi has been very volatile, because there will be still quite a lot of uncertainties over the policy, and we may see the road to China reopening could be quite bumpy. So I think it's not a good time to rush in to chase the rally in renminbi, because there could be any bad movement on the renminbi when there is some policy surprise or the unexpected development in the social unrest.
Yeah, we did see a few gains, to your point, for the US dollar over the past few days. So in an ongoing environment of global uncertainty, could we see a few more rallies here and there on the greenback?
I think in the beginning, with the recession risk that really hit the market, the immediate response will be selling the U.S. dollar, because a weakening U.S. dollar or data could drive the Fed to slow down its rate hike path. But if you look at next year, I think there could be some investor looking for some safe haven status function for the U.S. dollar. And they may try to rebuild the U.S. dollar long position next year, and because they can enjoy the safe haven status against the global recession risk. And on the other hand, the U.S. dollar yield advantage, I think, will be still quite a interesting point for some investor.
And Kent, as we've been discussing, the yen, one of the big beneficiaries of dollar weakness today, higher against all of the G10 currencies. But I'm just wondering, longer term, what, in your view, does the future hold for the yen? We do have Governor Kuroda stepping down in April. Do you anticipate any shift in BOJ policy? And what's that going to mean for the Japanese yen?
Yeah, this is a very important time point that the market is looking at, because Kuroda-san is the supporter of his ultra loosening policy. So if the market is wondering if there is a leadership change in BOJ, would they make a big changes in the policy as well? But I think that the inflation, I think, is showing quite encouraging development in Japan. And next spring, I think, will be still quite a good time point for any small shift in or moderation in the BOJ's policy, because we will have some racial negotiation in Japan, and also with the leadership change in BOJ in next April. So, I think just a small modification in the BOJ policy will already make a big changes in the dollar yen. But I think market right now has been pricing in such factors, so that's why the yen has been rebound quite a lot recently.
Yeah, absolutely. As mentioned, from 148 to 136 in just a month. So the dollar weaker, and Doug Krisner just mentioned a few moments ago the loosening of financial conditions that we've seen from the comments by Jay Powell, and the presumption is that Powell and the Fed might not like that. But what if the Fed is a little worried that it has over-tightened, as many have accused it? This looseness in financial conditions could help offset that and perhaps be a good thing.
Yeah, obviously we saw that there was some softening data side in US housing market as well as the consumer sentiment. So I think that's justified why the Fed is planning to moderate its rate hike pace at this moment. But in the longer term, we believe that they will still continue its rate hike cycle because inflation remains too high, and such kind of rate-driven inflation was quite sticky in US. So that's why Powell continues to warn the market that there will be still a long way to go for the rate hike cycle.
I want to get your view as well on the future of the Hong Kong dollar. The peg's been questioned again. Bill Ackman's shorting that. The architect, John Greenwood, says this dollar peg is still relevant. So what's your view?
We expect the Hong Kong dollar peg will remain intact because I think it's the best foreign exchange system for Hong Kong, such as a small economy. And on the weak side, we believe that Hong Kong still hold a huge FX reserve. The FX reserve to MCO ratio is still standing around 1.7 level. It means that Hong Kong physical FX reserve could fully back up the Hong Kong money supply. So to maintain such kind of a currency bond, it would be okay if Hong Kong government still limit the money supplies in Hong Kong dollar, and that's the case in Hong Kong. So that's why we believe that Hong Kong dollar peg change will remain very intact in the future.
Okay. What's your best pick then on any currency, say, over the next 6 months?
Yeah, in the near term, we see that Korean won saw a strong rebound momentum because it was the beneficiary currency from China reopening. We know that the Korean hold quite big export exposure to China economy, and also is quite sensitive to the global sentiment. So as long as we saw U.S. Equities rebound alongside the fast moderating pace, so we believe that a Korean won will be outperforming in coming months.
All right, Ken Cheung, we will have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. Ken Cheung is Chief Asian FX Strategist at Mizuho Bank.